three.
Or he wants, would you say all two of us or both of us?
Sure. I'd say both of them.
Okay. Say if you knock at the door and they recognize your voice and they ask who's there, you'd say it's
me.
And if there's a man, you'd say it's
so on so.
Or they say was that Bob at the door? You say, yeah, that was
Bob.
Or instead of calling his name, you'd say that was. You say that was he or that was him. Or,
that's right, him.
Okay. And if it was a woman, you'd say that was
who.
And if it's two people,
that was them.
Okay. And talking about how tall you are, you'd say he's not as tall.
Not as tall.
Talking about how tall you are, you'd say he's not as tall.
Maybe if he wasn't as tall, I'd say as Al.
Uh-huh.
Well, he taller than Al, mm-hmm. or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Or I'm not as tall.
As he.
Okay. And he can do that better.
Than I can.
Okay. And you say if no one else will do that for him, you say he better do that
himself.
And if something belongs to me, then you'd say it's
belongs to her.
Okay, or
him.
Uh-huh. So if it belongs to her, then you say it's
belongs to her.
Uh-huh. Or say this isn't mine, this is
hers.
Okay. Or talking about a man, you'd say this
is him.
This isn't mine, this is
his.
Okay. And it belonged to them, you'd say, this isn't mine, this is
belongs to them.
Uh-huh. So it's
theirs.
Okay. And if it belongs to both of us, we'd say it's
both ours.
Okay. And if it belongs to you, then you'd say it's
mine.
Or talking about me, you'd say it's
me.
Well, say, if I left this tape recorder here, you might ask, if I was fixing to leave without it, you might say, well, isn't this
yours?
Okay. And, say, if you're talking to a whole group of people, they were fixing to leave your house, you'd say, well, I hope, come back again.
I hope you come back again.
Uh-huh. Would you say you to a whole group or?
Say y'all.
Okay. What if, say, you were asking them about their coats, you know, everybody's coats. You'd say, well, where are
y'all's coats?
Okay. And say if there had been a party that you hadn't been able to go to, and you were asking about the people that had gone, you'd say, well,
who all?
Okay. And what if there was a group of children that belonged to more than one family? If you were asking about them, you'd say, well,
whose is it?
Okay. Would you ever say who all's children are they?
Some might, but the biggest joy of the time you say, who are they?
Okay. Say if someone had made a speech that you hadn't been able to listen to, you were asking about all of his remarks, you know, everything he said, you'd ask, well, did he say? You'd say, well,
what did he say?
Uh-huh. Did you ever say, what all did he say?
Sometime.
How'd you say that?
What all did he say?
Uh-huh. And, he said, well, I don't know exactly how far away it is, but it's just a little
piece.
And say if you'd been traveling and hadn't finished your, say you had about 500 more miles, you'd say you still had a
long ways to go.
Okay. Would you ever say a fur piece?
Not apt to.
Okay. Say if something was real common and you didn't have to look for it in a special place, you'd say, oh, you can find that just about
anywhere.
And if someone slipped and fell this way, you'd say he fell over
backwards.
And this way would be
forward.
Okay. And say if a little girl's given the same name that her mother has, you'd say they named the girl what? Her mother.
After her mother.
Okay. And someone was walking in your direction, you'd say he's coming straight.
To me.
Or straight what me? He's not walking away from me, he's walking
to you.
Okay. And if you went into town and happened to see a friend of yours that you hadn't counted on seeing, you'd say, this morning I just happened to run
into.
Okay. And if you went to someone's house and knocked on the door and no one answered, you'd say, well, I guess he's not
at home.
And